Under the leadership of environmental professor Mark Edwards, tech scientists and students analyzed some 300 samples of water sent back to Blacksburg from homes in Flint, analyzing those samples for high lead content. Christina Devine is a graduate student and will speak tonight at 7.
I guess we just want people to know, like, that this is a very serious situation and it's happened before and it can happen again.
Devine has traveled with Engineers Without Borders to work on water systems in the Dominican Republic and has assisted on a water treatment system in Ghana. She says the crisis in Flint, where high lead content in the public water system can lead to a health crisis, especially in children, has made an impact.
This has impacted my future plans, and I definitely want to continue work similar to this to make sure that everyone in the U.S. has access to safe drinking water.
Tonight's presentation at the Quillen Auditorium is open to the public. There will be a live stream link on the Virginia Tech homepage, and it will be archived on the school's YouTube channel afterwards. Gene Morano, WFIR News.